What do you see as possible scenarios for this situation?
Well, it's one can be truly hopeful and say that Kim Jong-un, in his quest to remain in charge, will eventually say, "Listen, let's do a deal. Give us everything that we want in terms of energy sources and guaranteed food resources, technology, etc., and we will behave, and we will get rid of our nuclear weapons." But that kind of scenario has broken down several times in the past when North Korea, under Kim Jong-un's father, actually went back on their promises. So hence there's a considerable skepticism in terms of what can be done. That therefore means even stronger sanctions, not only through the Security Council and the United Nations, but stronger sanctions through the U.S. and even more so through China. There's an ongoing, I think, pretty credible belief that Chinese banks have been instrumental in the flow of hard currency to North Korea, allowing them to continue to build their nuclear capability. And another interesting example just occurred last Saturday, when on the 105th anniversary of Kim Il-sung's birth, they had a huge military parade in Pyongyang. I'm sure many people have seen the photographs from that parade. Interestingly, all the trucks that were carrying these missiles, whether they were functional missiles or not, were trucks made in China. And so there's the question of how do you cut that kind of, or how can you cut the flow of other material into North Korea? And of course, the Chinese said, "Sorry, these were all civilian vehicles that we were sending there, and somehow they managed to make them into military uses." Well, you know, that's quite disingenuous, and one has to tighten up that kind of control of items, dual purpose items, if you like, that are flowing into North Korea from China. But it's not the only challenge. You've got North Korean diplomats who get caught occasionally trying to smuggle in gold in their diplomatic valises. You've got all sorts of other attempts to get around UN sanctions.